कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी यमुना तीर बनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन विविटी फाउंडराचार्य जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मायापुर धाम की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। श्री श्री राधाराज बिहारी ललिता अभिषेक देवी की जय। श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की जय। श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री मद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 24 text 35. Shankarshanaya Shukshmaya Durantayantakayacha Durantayantakayacha Namo Vishwa Prabodhaya Pradumnaya Antar Atmane Sankarshanaya Sukshmaya Durantayantakayacha Namo Vishwa Prabodhaya Pradumnaya Antaratmane Sankarshanaya Sukshmaya Durantaya Antakayacha Namo Vishwa Prabodhaya Pradumnaya Antaratmane
Shankarshanaya Sukshmaya Matajis, word for words. Shankarshanaya, unto the master of integration. Sukshmaya, unto the subtle unmanifested material ingredients. Durantaya, unto the unsurpassable. Antakaya, unto the master of disintegration. Cha, also. Namaha, obeisances. Vishwa Prabodhaya, unto the master of the development of the universe. Pradumnaya, unto Lord Pradumna. Anta Atmane, unto the super soul in everyone's heart. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, You are the origin of the subtle material ingredients, the master of all integration as well as the master of all disintegration, the predominating deity named Sankarshan, and the master of all intelligence, known as the predominating deity Pradyumna. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat after me. My dear Lord, you are the origin of the subtle material ingredients, the master of all integration, as well as the master of all disintegration, the predominating deity named Shankarshan, and the master of all intelligence known as the predominating deity Pradyumna. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. The whole universe is maintained by the integration power of the Supreme Lord, who is known in that capacity by the name Shankarshan. The material scientists may have discovered the law of gravity, which maintains the integration of objects within the material energy, yet the master of all integration can create devastation by the disintegrating blazing fire emanating from his mouth. A description of this can be found in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, wherein the universal form of the Lord is described. The master of integration is also the destroyer of this world by virtue of his disintegrating energy. Shankarshan is the master of integration and disintegration, whereas Pradyumna, another feature of Lord Vasudev, is responsible for universal growth and maintenance. The word Sukshmaya is significant because within this gross material body, there are subtle material bodies, namely mind, intelligence and ego. The Lord in his different features, Vasudev, Aniruddha, Pradyumna and Shankarshan, maintains both the gross and subtle material elements of this world. As mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, the gross material elements are earth, water, fire, air and ether, and the subtle material elements are mind, intelligence and ego. All of them are controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, and this will be further explained in the following verse.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayamrita Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpataru Bhrascha Kripa Sindhubhya Pacha Patitanam Pavanebha Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Shankarshanaya Sukshmaya Durantaya Antakaya Cha Namo Vishya Prabodhaya Pradyumnaya Antaratmane. So, in this chapter, Lord Shiva is chanting the prayers to Lord Krishna, Vasudev. And this is the continuation of many, many verses he is reciting. So, in this particular shloka, Shankarshan and Pradyumna, two personalities in Chaturbhuja, is being discussed. So Srila Prabhupada on the Chaturbhuja gives vivid explanation in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it is very complicated to understand. Very complicated. And in different places also Prabhupada quotes Rupa Goswami's Loga Bhagavatamrita to refute the futile argument of Shankaracharya, who tried to nullify the personalities of this Chaturbhuja. So, I just want to read something from
CC, which will be direct explanation.
So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he explains the spiritual kingdom, which is called Golok Vrindavan, also known as Shetadip, Gokul, Vrindavan. And then he says that, again he expands the spiritual kingdom into Mathura, into Dwarka, and then into unlimited Vaikuntha planets. Mathura, Dwarka, Nijo Rupo, Prakashya, Nana Rupe, Bilashoye, Choturbuho, Hoya. So in Mathura and Dwarka, he is predominated by his own Swayam Rupa, which is personal manifestation, Dwarkadhish Mathuresh Krishna. And simultaneously he is expanded as Chaturbhuja. And the Chaturbhuja are Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And these Chaturbhujas are direct manifestation of Balaram. Kaviraj Goswami prays to Lord Nityananda, Maya Tite Vaikuntha Vyapi. In all the Vaikuntha planets, Maya Tite, beyond this material creation, there are unlimited Narayanas in Parabham. And all are expansion of Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram. So Baladev, although in material convention or social convention appears to be elder brother of Krishna, but he is the personality who is giving all kinds of service to Krishna. In one place it is said that he expands himself in 8 forms to give 8 kinds of services. And in another place, Kaviraj Goswami mentions here that the Shesha, who is expansion of Sankarsana, expands himself into 10 forms to give 10 kinds of different services. So Lord Krishna manifests his own form in Mathura, Dwarka and Vrindavan, and simultaneously he expands himself as the Chaturbhuja. So this Mathura, Vrindavan and Dwarka is predominated by first quadruple incarnation, Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So from Baladev comes Vasudev. From Vasudev comes Sankarsana. From Sankarsana comes Pradyumna. And from Pradyumna comes Aniruddha. The same Chaturbhuja again is a Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Sarva Chaturbhuja Aungshi Turiya Vishuddha. So these 4 quadruple forms of the Lord in Mathura, Dwarka and Vrindavan are Aungshi Chaturbhuja. The word Aungshi and Aungsha. All avatars are Aungsha avatars or Kala avatars. Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyomena Tishtan. So Aungsha means direct expansion and Kala means expansion of expansion. So here is said, Aungshi Sarva Chaturbhuja. Tino log mein Chaturbhuja hai, all are Aungshi Chaturbhuja. And Turiya, they are transcendental. And Vishuddha, completely in the mode of Vishuddha Sattva. And Shri Shri Radharaj Bihari Ji ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. And in these 3 planets, Mathura, Vrindavan and Dwarka, he does his own Leela, always Leelamay, always sporting different pastimes. Kebal Leelamay. And there are unlimited pastimes going on in these 3 planet systems. Then he expands his Narayan form in unlimited Narayan forms in Parabham, that is Vaikuntha. And now this Vaikuntha, there are again the expansion of second quadruple forms, Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha.
So Kaviraj Goswami says, Shei Parabhome. Parabhome means in spiritual sky. Narayaner Charipashe. See, this Sankarshan in Golok Vrindavan is called Mula Sankarshan. And in Vaikuntha planet, he is known as Mahasankarshan. So, in Parabhama, in a spiritual sky, in all the Vaikuntha planets, he again expands at second quadruple forms. Daroka Chaturbhuher Ditiyo Prakashe. And this Chaturbhuha comes from Dwarka quadruple, Angshi. From Dwarka, again into Vaikunthas, they are expanded as second quadruple forms. So, as we understand that Krishna has six opulences, Vaishurjasya Samagrasya, similarly, this quadruple form is also having six opulences, Saraishurja Purna, and they are Turiya and Vishuddha. So, quoting the Vedanta Sutra, text 42 and 43, 42 is Utpatti Asambhavat. On that aphorism, Shankaracharya tried to refute or nullify or destroy the four quadruple personalities in Vaikuntha as in material creation. And Ramanujacharya on his Sri Bhashya on Vedanta Sutra also refuted on this point Chaturbhuha aspect and subdued or put down Shankaracharya's theory. And again, Loga Bhagavatamrita states, Rupa Goswami, that which is some verses are quoted here, ki they are Turiya, they are transcendental, they are Vishuddha, fully Vishuddha Sattva, and they having six opulences, Sarishwarja Purna. So, consisting, I mean, the quadruple forms, Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradumna, and Aniruddha, Shankaracharya, he says that if Vasudev is the origin of material and spiritual creation, Vasudev is the origin of all, then how come this Shankarshan can come from Vasudev? And how Pradumna can come from Shankarshan? And how Aniruddha can come from Pradumna? So he's saying, as we understand, these personalities work in different platform, and that's why they are known by different names. So there is a vichitra, there is a category, there is a variety. Not everything is one. Krishna is one, but then he expands himself into many, many personalities for performing many, many pastimes. So Vasudev is the origin of Sankarshan, and Sankarshan is the origin of Pradumna, and Pradumna is the origin of Aniruddha. And all these personalities having different activities. The Vasudev, he is the origin, he creates from Vasudev, the Sankarshan comes Mahavishnu, who glances over material nature, and then there is a creation. And then to create, to fill the universe, he expands himself into Sankarshan. So Sankarshan is the accumulation of all the jivas. There are two kinds of jivas, it's called Vyashti Jiv and Samashti Jiv. So Vyashti Jiv means individual souls, and Samashti Jiv means collective souls, all together. So Sankarshan is not Jiva Tattva, but he is the shelter of Jiva Tattva. Jiva Tattva is not the creation of Chit Shakti. We are Chit Potency, but we are not creation of Chit Potency. Chit Shakti's creation, all are in spiritual creation, spiritual world. Four kinds of Radharani's Sakhis, all are Kai Buha. Then there are a lot of other manifestations of Radharani, all are actually Chit Shakti. And this material world works under three potencies of Narayana, Bhu, Shri and Nila. So, Jiva Shakti is not the product of Chit Shakti. Jiva Shakti is the product of Jiva Shakti. And they can never become Nitya Siddha. We become Nitya Siddha Parshadas. They can never become Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddhas are eternally servitor of Srimati Radharani. And they are created by Radharani. Like Yashoda Mata, Nanda Baba. So these Baddha Jivas, by sadhana, they can become sadhana siddha and act like Nitya Siddhas. But they don't become Nitya Siddhas. We sometimes make, I can also become one of the gopi. You can never become that gopi. You can become the follower of that gopi by following their sakhis, gopis, manjaris, so many categories. Like Rupa Goswami, in his siddha deha he is Rupa Manjari, but in his sadhaka deha he is praying Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. So that means he is the follower of Rupa Manjari. But in Siddha Deha, he is Rupa Manjari. So in Sadhaka Deha, our motivation, our concentration can be like Nitya Siddhas. If you see the prayers of the Goswamis, they are praying like Nitya Siddhas. And they are Nitya Siddhas. Gaurangera Sangigane, Nitya Siddha Korimane, Shejai Brujendrapur. This Gauranga's Sangigan and Krishna's Sangigan are not the living entities of this material world. They are all Nitya Siddhas. They come before or with Krishna to take part in Krishna's pastimes. So, Shankaracharya, he couldn't understand, or he understood, he is Shankara, means Shiva himself. Simply to cheat the living entities, he propounded this philosophy. Monistic idea that Vasudev origin, I understand. Vasudev is everything. I agree with devotee's idea, but I cannot accept Shankara, Shankarsana, Vasudev, Pradumna and Aniruddha are coming from Vasudev. And there are a lot of arguments they did. And our Goswamis, they tried to, nullify them. Vasudev, Shankarsana, Pradumna, Aniruddha, Ditya Chaturbhuha, E Turiya Vishuddha. And on that, when Rupa Goswami, he explains in his Loka Bhagavatamrita to negate or nullify Shankaracharya's idea, ki sarve nityaha, shashvatas cha, dehastasya paratmana, hanopadana rohita, noiva prakritija kochit. Sarve, these all Chaturbhya, four quadruple forms, all are Nitya, they are eternal. And Shashvata, again eternal. Cha Deha Tasya Paratmana, their bodies is eternal. Not that all the living entities are manifested from Shankarsana's body, Shankarsana is gone. From Shankarsana, Pradyumna is came, and from Pradyumna, mind is coming, so he is finished. No, they are the predominating deities of the total mind. The total universal mind is predominated by Pradyumna. The total material ego is being predominated by Aniruddha. And he is the master of intelligence. So Saraswati, the mother goddess of learning, she always worships Aniruddha. And if we want intelligence, we can worship Aniruddha. So, ego, intelligence, mind, this being controlled collectively and individually by these predominating deities. So he said that no, they are being hanopadano rohita.
There is no honey, there is no apodan, apanodan, or apodan means decretion or diminution. Rohita, there is no all these things. Noiva prakritija kochit, and they can never be considered at prakritija, the creation of prakriti. And then many other shlokas he quoted, and Kobiraj Goswami goes on explaining, sharish, shar, vidhai, sharjataha, shakalo chinmay. These four quotable forms are all full of sharvidhai sharja, six kind of opulences. Shankarshaner vibhuti shab janiho nishchay. These all opulences of Krishna's, as well as quotable incarnations, all are the opulence of Sankarshan. Because he is becoming his umbrella, he is becoming his shoes, he is becoming his bed, he is becoming his all paraphernalia. It's manifestation of Sankarshan. And then, Jivnam Tatastaka Ek Shakti Hoy, Maha Sankarshan Shab Jibir Ashray. So he's saying, Jib is not Sankarshan, Jiva is a Shakti. And all these Tatasthakya Shakti, marginal potency, Mahasankarshan is Ashraya, the shelter of all vasti jivas. Jaha hoite vishyotpatti, jahate pralay, shai purusha Sankarshan namashraya. Prabhupada mentions also that you explain, the material scientist, you explain the sense of force of gravity, gravitational force. Newton's gravity motion law. So the law of gravitation is being studied by material scientists. If you are a science graduate, you can understand. In physics, you have studied. I do not know because I am arts graduate. So this gravitation of law, the material scientists, they cannot explain. They cannot explain. Prabhupada says, I don't want to study all this gravitation force or law. I already understand that Krishna is the source of all gravitation. When Ramchandra, he was thinking of going to Lanka. This rascal president or chief minister of South India, he says, which college Ramchandra went to study his engineering? He, this rascal, doesn't understand that he doesn't have to go to, the university or colleges. There are two kinds of knowledge. One is called indriyaja gyan, sense perception knowledge, and paravidya, revealing knowledge. And his abhigya, what kind of abhigya? Abhigya means all cognizant. Abhigya. What kind of cognition? Swarat. Khudi abhigya hai. We understand all these things. We understand the scripture. We try to read scriptures. We don't understand anything. Because it is not the under your capacity of this futile tiny brain. In biology you understand, jiska IQ jada hai, HS jada hai, uska IQ buddhi jada hai. और जिसका खास थोड़ा पतला है उसका वो डम है. बट इट इज नॉट द केस विद द स्पिरिचुअल अंडरस्टैंडिंग. सो दिस पोर मिनिस्टर डजंट अंडरस्टैंड रामचंद्र. सो व्हेन ही वांटेड टू जस्ट मेक ए ब्रिज, ऑल द ग्रेविटेशन फोर्स वाज नॉट वर्किंग. ऑल दिस मंकीज थ्रोइंग स्टोन, दे आर फ्लोटिंग, इट इज नॉट गोइंग डाउन. We study in physics why the big gigantic ship is floating on the ocean. And you put little patthar, it goes down. Why? So again, this gravitation force works. But like this, decoration of flowers, these balls look like different planets and different shapes. So they are hang by dar or banda hua hai. But all these multifarious galaxies, so many planets and stars, they're just floating in the sky.
gravitation law is working. But then what happened to the earth when it fell in the Rasatala? Why your gravitation law didn't work? It fell two times. First time it fell, we do not know what is the reason, because in the Shastra, Maitreya Rishi, Shukadeva Goswami never explained why fell on the first time. Then he came as a white Baraha and picked it up. Again it fell. And again he came as red Baraha and picked it up and killed Hiranyaksha, because this person was the cause of taking it down. So I asked Bhaktivinod Prabhu, how this gigantic universe can be taken by small demon Hiranyaksha into the Rasatala? He said, as you keep cricket ball in your pocket, Hiranyakashipu can keep earth in his pocket, Hiranyaksha. So, you know, it was the cause of second time falling earth. But where is the gravitation law? Why it is not spinning? It is spinning like anything. And you are thinking you are sitting in the temple. We are not moving. It is spinning like anything. And the earth stops spinning for 1 second, everything will be scattered. Everything will be scattered in 1 second. Why it is not stopping? Because he is saying, Gam Abhishya Ojosha Dharayami Aham. Gam means Prithivi. Not only Prithivi, everywhere. Andastarastam Paramanu Chayanturastam. I am in every atom, I am in everywhere. All unders, not only Prithivi. But he is saying here, Gam Abhishya. I entering into the Gam, Prithivi, Ojosa, by my prowess, Dharayami. And we understand the Shesha, on his thousand-headed serpentine form, he is holding all these planets like small mustard seeds. That's what he is saying. So it said, Vishwatpatti and Pralaya Jahate Hai. And that is Sankarshan. He is saying that at the end, Sankarshan means actually who does dragging or plowing. As you see, Baladev always carries what? Plow. When Krishna's one son, I think Jambavati's son, he wanted to marry Duryodhana's daughter. And he just went to kidnap her. And all of them just unko band ke rakha tha. Shambhaka. He was caught and put in the room. And Krishna was very angry. But before Krishna coming to rescue his son, Baladev came, Balaram. And he said, you rascal, why? You just give your daughter and Shambhaka back. And then Duryodhana started criticizing Krishna. And he became so angry, although his disciple, immediately he just took out the plow and wanted to drag Jamuna to Delhi and just do the devastation. So this devastation work is done by Sankarshan. And they all got, you know, furious. Immediately, beti ko bhi diya, usko bhi chhod diya. So, when you cultivate devotional service, there is so much junk, you know, accumulated from time immemorial. Anadi bohirmukh. Anadi, what is that? Anadi karma phale. So anadi karma phal is being accumulated in the heart. Subhag Maharaj once time, he said, the cleansing of heart is like washing the coal. Like Ramana Prabhu other day was explaining the story. Ramana Prabhu or somebody, I don't know. Devkinanda Prabhu maybe. The guru told the disciple, you go and wash this basket, dirty basket in the river. The basket was completely, a lot of holes. So he just drowned the basket again, brought, nahi, pani leke aao isme. The basket having a lot of holes, and he said, bring water from the river. He went, he came, he said, Guruji, isme pani, it doesn't contain, I mean, it doesn't hold. All goes away. So, he said, you go again. So then he went second time. He came back with the empty basket. He said, Guruji, I cannot bring water here. No, you go again. This time you can bring. Again he went, Guruji, no, I cannot bring water like this. And I said, no, I just was trying. Because as you clean the basket, it is becoming cleaner, cleaner, cleaner. So like that, mind should be washed again and again. So similarly, this mind is complete dirtiness is being accumulated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. You cleanse your heart. So this Sankarshan, in the form of Aniruddha, he gives you intelligence. As in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Nashvayami Atma Bhavastha. Nashvayami, I destroy. Nashto Prayeshu Abodreshu. Almost dirty things are cleaned by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So this cleansing process is being done by Sankarshan. And by when you plow, Asim Krishna Prabhu will know how to do. Jab hum log chaste hai, when you plow the land, then we didn't have a tractor before. All was done by bulls. So after there is a process of giving moi. Moi means what? You know what is moi? Moi ko kya bolte hai? Prabhuji? Oh, moi dena ko kya bolte hai? Halke baad jate hai. माटी को लेवल करने के लिए टुकड़ा करने के लिए हाँ व्हाट ना मोयर नाम क्या हम शेडे बोलते हैं वो टा की बोले वो टा इंग्लिश है हाँ पट्टा तो पट्टा को हम लोग खींचते समटाइम इट इज टू लाइट एंड देर आर सो मेनी बोल्स देन ही पुट समबडी उसके ऊपर डाल देते हैं और वो चल नहीं पाता बच्चे को डालता है ऊपर तुम बैठो खींच नहीं सकते ना बुड्ढा होगा तो आफ्टर डूइंग दैट व्हाट हैपेंस आफ्टर प्लाउइंग ऑल द थिंग्स इज बीइंग अपरूटेड ऑल द डर्टी थिंग्स ऑल द कचरा एंड व्हेन यू डू द पट्टा थिंग एवरीथिंग कम्स इन वन प्लेस एंड यू जस्ट थ्रो इट आउट सो शंकरशन ही डज ऑल दिस मोई थिंग एंड प्लाउइंग थिंग दैट्स व्हाई समवेयर इट इज मेंशन नायम आत्मा बलोहिनी ने लभ्य प्रवचन ने लभ्य हो तो अलग बात है नायम आत्मा बलोहिनी ने लभ्य बलोहिनी ने मीन्स नॉट योर प्रोवेस नॉट फिजिकल स्ट्रेंथ बलोहिनी ने मीन बाय द मर्सी ऑफ बलोराम इफ यू आर बिरेप्ट ऑफ मर्सी ऑफ बलोराम और नित्यानंद प्रभु यू कैन स्ट्रगल सो मच टू एडवांस इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ यू कैन नॉट दैट्स बलोराम ही इज द आदि गुरु As Vasudev is Adi Buyo in Sankarshan, Adi Guru is Sankarshan, Nityananda. So he does the work of cleansing the heart of the practitioner, the sadhaka, who is trying to advance in spiritual life. But then as, if somebody criticizes Krishna, Krishna rescues him. When Krishna was offended, By Duryodhan, Balaram became angry and he wanted to just drown the whole Delhi into Jamuna. Similarly, when this Nityananda Prabhu was hurt by two fallen brothers, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invoked Sudarshan Chakra. So Krishna apuradhe tore Krishna nam. कृष्ण स्थाने अपराधे तारे कृष्ण नाम तुम्हारे स्थाने सॉरी हरिस्थाने अपराधे ये कौन फोन कर रहा है बार बार हरिस्थाने अपराधे तारे हरि नाम इफ यू कीप ऑन डूइंग ऑफेंसेस नाम अपराध नामाभास द हरि नाम विल ग्रेजुअली क्लैरिफाई और क्लियर द ऑफेंसेस तारे हरिनाम अब हरिनाम करते अपराध हो रहा तो हरिनाम बंद थोड़ी करने का यू कंटिन्यू चैंटिंग बट नॉट द आर्टिफिशियल मूवमेंट ऑफ द टंग लाइक महानंद स्वामी सेड कमिंग टू द क्लास भागवतम इज नॉट पार्किंग योर बॉडी हियर सो सिमिलरली आर्टिफिशियली फ्लैपिंग द टंग इज नॉट चैंटिंग सो दिस वोंट वर्क फॉर सम टाइम लॉन्ग It's a proposed a genuine cry for the lost child for the mother.
It's a genuine cry. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I have to finish by 7. So, when we chant the holy name, we should be very cautious. We should be very cautious. I can say we should be very cautious. Then when we chant, we are not cautious. So, this holy name, although opera chanting is going on, it will purify us. Tare hori nam. But tumasthana aparadhe naiko adan. When Nityananda Prabhu was offended, he said, you cannot be rescued. But then Nityananda Prabhu said, why you came? What is your purpose? They dono first customer hai. ये हमारे दोनों पहला कस्टमर है तो इफ यू किल जगाई माधव हुम यू आर गोइंग टू रेस्क्यू ऑल आर फॉलन सो प्रभुपाद सेड बाय द मर्सी ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु लाख लाख जगाई माधव उद्धार हो रहा है दुनिया में सो आई स्टॉप हियर थैंक यू वेरी मच इफ एनीबडी हैज एनी क्वेश्चन यस
Hare Krishna Uji, thank you for the enthusiastic class. Firstly, I would like to ask just a technical point. You mentioned a Nitya Baddha, Nitya Siddha. Okay, you cannot become, a living entity cannot become Nitya Siddha. Okay, and then there is another classification of entities known as Nitya Baddha. That also you must have read. Okay, now my question is, firstly, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Na tad bhashyate suryo, na shashanko, na pavaka, yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam. Once you go there, you won't come back. So isn't this itself a qualification for a Nitya Siddha? That is one thing.
This is qualification for Jivas. Yeah.
Let me complete it. That is one thing. And second thing, if the Jivas are considered to be Nitya Baddhas, then how we can actually explain that they can actually get out of this world? Because they are Nitya Baddha.
Nitya Baddha means from time immemorial. You cannot trace the history when living entity became conditioned, that's why it's called Nitya Baddha. Nitya Baddha can be finished in 1 second like Hattanga Maharaj. In 1 second, you can become Nitya, like Nitya Siddha. So Nitya Baddha, like you say, Tatastha. What is Tatastha? You cannot understand Tatastha. It is so fine. Tat means the conjunction of water and land. तो कभी इधर पानी आता है तो तट तोड़ जाता है तो उधर पानी जाता है तो तट बढ़ता है सो व्हाट इज द मेन लाइन फॉर तटस्थ बट वी आर इन द लाइक यू नो ए बिग फिश कैन स्विम अदर साइड ऑफ द ओशन दिस साइड ऑफ द ओशन दिस इज अ बिग फिश ओशन को भी ईस्ट वेस्ट कर सकता है सिमिलरली द लिविंग एंटिटी सीज दैट साइड दिस साइड दैट साइड देयर कॉल्ड तटस्थ एंड देयर जीव शक्ति And they are actually eternal. They are chit shakti. That's why they're eternal. Because material creation is a interval. It's interval creation. It's created and dissolved. Created, annihilated, again and again. Bhutva, bhutva. So what is nitya? Nitya means you don't have birth. But if you are nitya, you cannot say I'm nitya siddha. But Nitya means you are eternal fragmental part of the Lord. Nitya Baddha means time immemorial. Anadi karma phale. Anadi means you cannot trace the history when living entity came into material existence. Abhi kaise aya? Oh, Mahavishnu se aya? Yeah, Karna, sorry, what is called, you know, you came from Brahmajyoti, or you came from where you cannot understand. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, don't ask this silly question. You don't ask. You do bhajan, by your sadhana, you will be, your sarup will be revealed to you. That's called sarup siddhi. So name, Krishna naam, it will bring your sarup, your lila, your parikar, everything it will show. Ishad vikashipuno dakhai nija rupoguna. Edeher kore sarvanash. So the holy name will bring your rupa, Krishna's all parikar, and you can see. So then you can understand you are a speck of dust in Vrindavan, or you are a peacock, or you are a gopi. But you cannot just ask this question. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, don't ask. Abhi kaise aaya? And Prabhupada said, don't ask this question. He never answered. He said, when you are fallen in the ocean, don't try to how you fall. You just try to get out. So we do not know how we fall now, at present, this body. But we are anadikal se bhraman kar rahe. But the living entity nitya siddha hai, phir bhi kaise fall ho gaya? Nitya siddha Krishna prem. So we are nitya, at Krishna prem is our nitya siddha. Why we are here? Why have fallen? Jadgatana nivadante? No, the living entity is prone to fall. That is the distinction between Narayana and Jiva. Narayana never falls, Jiva falls. Jiva can again fall from Golok Vrindavan. Again can fall. Because it has minute independence. Again it can, rebel. Again it, that's why it is, you call patanshil. Chuta. Chuta. And Krishna is called Achyuta. Arjuna is giving good logic. You are Achyuta. Don't fail to, satisfy my desire. Oh, Achyuta. So the living entity is Chuta. It can fall again and again. But once bitten, twice shy. Ek bar idhar itna suffering karke, bhajan karke udhar jane ke baad koi aayega? Brahma Jyoti se aana nahi chahta hai. Even Brahmananda is so unlimited, they don't want to come here. Only Mayavadis they come when they fall. Brahmanandas they don't come. But Brahmanandas fall again, because there is no seva. That's why. Otherwise they enjoy unlimited Brahmananda there. Again they fall. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned, Prabhuji, during the class that living entity can never become gopis. But in Krishna book we read that Srila Prabhupada writes that there were some gopis who could not go to Lord Krishna for rasa dance, and they were not fully pure. And when they were checked from going there, so in separation and in constant remembrance of the Lord, then they became pure and some of them left their bodies. Then how do we understand that? Who are these gopis who are not pure, and even though they are with the Lord in Vrindavan?
Not pure means there are categories. There are categories. Radharani, Ashtashokhis, then so many millions of Shokhis, then there is other gopis, manjaris. So maybe there are some gopis not up to the mark of going to the front line, according not the conditions like us. So in that, Lord Shiva, he was not allowed to enter or see Rasadans. Then he actually was blessed to take the form of a gopi and understand, experience it. And he was given the service, I think, as protector of the gopis, as is called Gopishwar Mahadev. So, anybody and everybody is allowed to do certain kind of services. Like you do service to some particular sakhi or manjaris. Other cannot, may not be, allowed. The selected services. So that consideration, you can say, maybe they are less purer. Not like conditioned like other living entities. Because conditioned souls cannot interact with Krishna. This Krishna Lila and that Krishna Lila is same. Both are Turiya Vishuddha. Charmachokhe dekhe propancharer shomo. Only in our charmachokhu, the material eye, it appears propancha.
Gauramandala Bhumi, Jeva Jana Chintamani. So, yeah.
One more small question. Why did even the husbands of the gopis, they are pure devotees. So then why did they stop them from going to Lord Krishna?
They were pure devotees.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada writes even the husbands are also pure devotees. So then why are they stopping the gopis?
Oh, they are stopping.
Yeah. Why were they stopping?
I am pure devotee. You will give your wife to me? Aap to shadi shuda nahi hai na. Phir abhi aapka patni ko, you are married. Pure devotee of Krishna. Your wife also pure devotee. If you want your, you will allow your wife to go with him.
But the husband...
It's a social convention. Krishna wahi bata raha hai. Ki according to social convention, you should not come here. What you did? Please go back. To social baat bata raha hai, varnashram dharma ka. Like this 16,000... Krishna was not lusty to marry these 16,000 girls. He just was satisfied with the eight Maharishis. He was satisfied with the eight. He can marry millions and billions. What to 16,000? But these ladies, these queens, these princesses were being taken away, kidnapped by Narakasura. And they gave an application like Rukmini gave. Please rescue us. And like what happened to with the Amba or Ambalika or Asim Krishna Babu? Oh, Bhishma Pakar ke leke aaye the. So Shala said, you are already taken by Bhishma. I don't want to accept you. And ye dono ka pehle affair tha. Shadi ke baad tha. Bhishma is such a, you know, highly personalified. He just brought them by, usko haath pakar ke raat mein uthaya. No, you are touched by another kshatriya. I don't know and accept you. So this was the custom. This was the tradition of ancient India. And these ladies were helpless. And I said, please, you know, as you rescued us, please, if you accept. Yes, I accept. Isiliye 16,000 ko shadi ki. And then he said, no, I am not a common husband. Sab ke liye ek ek mahal bana hai. Aur sab mahal mein nahi. I know our school clerk, he had two wives. वो पहले पहले से बहुत झगड़ा था, फिर सेकंड शादी किया. देन ही डिवाइडेड हिमसेल्फ 15 डेज 15 डेज, बड़े पत्नी के साथ 15 डेज, छोटे पत्नी के साथ 15 डेज. तो झगड़ा फिर भी हो रहा था. ये 15 डेज 15 डेज नहीं किया तो 16,000 के साथ कब जाएगा 15 डेज के बाद. साइमल्टेनियसली 16,108. दिस इज कृष्णस बिलास विग्रह, प्रभाव बिलास. व्हाट इज द क्वेश्चन? So, it was social convention. Although they are pure devotees, you are pure devotee, you don't allow your wife to go at night somewhere. No, mera patni pure devotee hai. That's why Krishna also saying, go. More questions?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Can anybody follow the footsteps of gopis?
Yes, anybody can follow. Narottam, Bhakti Vinod, Lochan Das, Govinda, everybody is, you know, jo lalasamayi bhajan hai, everybody wants to follow. And that is our bhajan. We can also follow. We cannot become gopi, we can follow gopi.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Now, we have heard that Balaram is cause of four Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Anuruddha. And also we have heard these four Chaturvyuha became Lord Ramchandra and four brothers, Ram, Lachman, Bharat, Shatrughan. And sometime it is mentioned that and we are telling Lord Krishna became Ram and Balaram became Lachman.
Vasudev became Ram, Sankarsan became Balaram, Pradyumna became Bharat, and Aniruddha became Shatrughna. Kidhar bhi Krishna Ram bane, kidhar bhi nahi.
Lila and sometime
we are hearing. Vasudev is Krishna, no?
Actually, Sankarsan, Lachman, he was feeling hesitation by serving this difficult task.
Vasudev, yeah.
So he wanted to serve as elder brother. So in this connects, how we can feel that Lord Krishna became Ram and Sankarsan
Lakshman.
Balaram became Lakshman.
Yeah, Balaram is Sankarsan, na? So Mula Sankarsan is Balaram. He is in Golok. And in Vaikuntha he is called Mahashankarsan, same personality. Again he is called Sheshasai Sankarsan, as this thousand-headed Ananta. So all are Sankarsan. So kidhar bhi Sankarsan laga sakte aap. Because this is all expansions. You can say Ananta Sankarsan, you can say the Shesha Sankarsan, you can say Balaram Sankarsan, you can say Nityananda Sankarsan, or Vaikuntha Vyapi Balaram, Nitang Nityananda Maramam Prabhadde. Who is that Nityananda who is actually Sankarsan in Chaturbhuya Madhya? He is Sankarsan. But here Kaviraj Goswami is saying, no, he is not Balaram. He knows Balaram is Nitai. But here he is saying, no, Chaturbhuya Madhya jo Sankarsan hai, o Nityananda Prabhu mein prayer karta hun. So it is same.
But in Tattva Vijar, Balaram is Kajapal.
Balaram is?
Kajapal. For Chaturbhuya, like Ram, yeah. Lakshman, Bharat, Satrangan.
Yeah. Balaram is Kajapal. It's all his manifestation.